let's dig into another common question that the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab addresses frequently, and that is plantar fasciitis. Ryan Smith heads up the physical therapy department at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Ryan, let's first describe what we're talking about when we use the term plantar fasciitis.
Oh, plantar fasciitis, that's a really common complaint that we see here. I think probably a lot of people can identify with that. And I find that most people apply that name for any kind of foot pain anymore. You know, my heel hurts, my foot hurts, I must have plantar fasciitis. And there's a variety of different things that you can have in your feet that may not be this particular condition, but it is pretty common. And the interesting thing is that it's really a misnomer. What we're seeing in the literature and the science, and we've actually been talking about this for a while, but I think the general public and the press is starting to get a hold of this, is that, you know, it would imply the name fasciitis, that this particular problem is an inflammatory or a chemically mediated problem, meaning the itis part of it. It's like if you have tendonitis or bursitis. But it's not really an inflammatory problem. What we've learned is that there's a fibrous band. It's really a ligament that runs on the underside of your foot. And its job is to provide structure and resistance from an elastic standpoint under the underside of your foot. And what we'll find is that when people do too much too fast, so they'll go back to things like running, jumping. We'll see this a lot in CrossFit. People adopt a new exercise. They maybe are trying to run for, you know, a 5K or a half marathon. Volume's much higher than they're used to doing. Then suddenly, you know, they feel fine, but then one day they wake up and they put their foot down after waking up, and it feels like a hot poker on the bottom of their foot. And they're like, whoa, what is that? And it doesn't go away. And that particular problem, if you have that, when you wake up in the morning, you put your foot down, you feel that burning soreness, a lot of pain in the bottom of your foot, and it gets better as you move, more than likely you probably have plantar fasciitis. The name that we actually call it now is actually plantar fasciosis, not just kind of be geeky a little bit there, but the osis means weakness, and that's actually what's happening is you've damaged that fascia and ligament on the underside of your foot. And so if you think of it that way, similar to if you had a ligament injury in your knee or any other part of your body, our job is to make that ligament able to handle pressure or stress through it again.
So let's pinpoint where we might have the feeling a little bit more. You said underneath the foot, is it the heel? Is it the middle of the foot more or all of the above?
Most of the time you're going to see it in the heel to the arch of the foot. And so what happens is that dense fibrous band connects at your heel and it goes up and connects into the base of your toes. And for most people, they'll have it in their arch and in their heel. Sometimes, that's why I always check with people too, you can have that heel problem. If it's just at your heel, that could also be a bone bruise or it could be an injury to your Achilles tendon. So that's one of those things you want to make sure and get checked out from a professional. But let's just assume in that case it is the plantar fascia itself, then the thing we really want to work on is trying to make the plantar fascia strong again. And again, this is not a muscle problem. That's the big thing people have to get. It's a ligament problem, and ligaments have special requirements.
So is this something that just shows up one day, or does it progress over time?
Well, that's the thing, is that if people don't stop the offending activity that they're doing, then it will keep getting worse and worse. But the interesting thing about that tissue that's on the underside of your foot is it doesn't have a lot of blood flow. So as a result, you know, in your blood is where all the good stuff is that causes things to heal. And if you have a tissue that doesn't have a lot of blood flow to it, it's really, really slow to heal. And that's why plantar fasciitis or plantar fasciosis can last so long. I mean, I have some people who are like, I've had this for 10 years, you know.
Wow.
And it's very frustrating. And what happens, and that's why I really encourage people to get help on this from somebody who understands it, is that your world gets much more narrow. So suddenly, you know, you're like, man, I can't run anymore. You know, I can't go out and walk my dog because I hurt the next day. Then you sit. And then as you sit, you do less and less. You gain weight. You get a host of other issues, all just because your foot hurt. So it's worth getting checked out.
So what are some options? What are some treatment options available at the clinic?
Well, there are several key things that we want to tease out with somebody. First was to make sure that this is in fact what you have and not some other issue. You know, it could be a fracture or something else, but most of the time, let's just assume that this is what it is. The first thing we need to figure out is how much pressure can your foot take? So one of the things people will notice oftentimes when they have this problem is when they do a heel raise. So let's say you stand on one leg and you go up onto your toe, okay, and they come back down, that'll hurt in their foot. And so we'll do some testing to figure out how much tolerance does your foot have. That helps us understand where to start in terms of a program for you. And then on top of that, we have a really cool special device here called an Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill. And this device was invented with NASA technology, and you get zipped into this really cool treadmill, and we can take up to 80% of your body weight off of you instantly. So in a situation where somebody's foot hurts when they walk, we'll unload you or take weight off of you until the point where your foot no longer hurts. And then we'll allow you to walk at that pressure level. As you get healthier and your foot gets better, we put more and more weight on you and ultimately back to where you can walk with your full body weight or go back to running. And then the last thing that we use with folks, and the research on this is getting much better, and we were hesitant to use this for some time, but we have had such great results with cold laser. It's a really cool device. It's very safe, and basically what we do is we deliver high energy. It takes about 90 seconds into the tender areas of your foot. You don't feel anything, and we find that that really helps speed up the healing process and reduce pain.
If you're dealing with foot pain, you need to get it checked out before it turns into anything worse. Give the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab a call today at 918-743-3737.